3. The Rich Man and the Beggar. When the meeting became too noisy, Simon Peter, standing up, took charge, saying, "Men and brethren, it is not seemly thus to dispute among yourselves. The Master has spoken, and you do well to ponder his words. And this is no new doctrine which he proclaimed to you. Have you not also heard the allegory of the Nazarites concerning the rich man and the beggar? Some of us heard John the Baptist thunder this parable of warning to those who love riches and covet dishonest wealth. And while this olden parable is not according to the gospel we preach, you would all do well to heed its lessons until such a time as you comprehend the new light of the kingdom of heaven. The story, as John told it, was like this. There was a certain rich man named Divas, who, being clothed in purple and fine linen, lived in mirth and splendor every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, who laid at this rich man's gate, covered with sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Yes, even the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried away by the angels to rest in Abraham's bosom. And then, presently, this rich man also died and was buried with great pomp and regal splendor. When the rich man departed from this world, he waked up in Hades, and finding himself in torment, he lifted up his eyes and beheld Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And then Divas cried aloud, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send over Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water to cool my tongue, for I am in great anguish because of my punishment." And then Abraham replied, "My son, you should remember that in your lifetime you enjoyed the good things, while Lazarus in like manner suffered the evil. But now all this is changed, seeing that Lazarus is comforted, while you are tormented. And besides, between us and you there is a great gulf, so that we cannot go to you, neither can you come over to us." Then said Divas to Abraham, "I pray you send Lazarus back to my father's house, inasmuch as I have 5 brothers, that he may so testify as to prevent my brothers from coming to this place of torment." But Abraham said, "My son, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." And then answered Divas, "No, no, Father Abraham, but if one go to them from the dead, they will repent." And then said Abraham, "If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, even if one were to rise from the dead." After Peter had recited this ancient parable of the Nazarite brotherhood, and since the crowd had quieted down, Andrew arose and dismissed them for the night. Although both the apostles and his disciples frequently asked Jesus questions about the parable of Divas and Lazarus, he never consented to make comment thereon.